Hello and welcome to Don't Get Fresh, the podcast, volume 1. I know you're thinking, you're like, this is like the 6th episode of this. No, it's not. We're changing it up tonight, going a whole new format. Think of it as like a British quiz show or something to that effect. You know what I mean? We're going panel with it. We're just going to get goofy. We're going to, you know, we're going to have a structure. That's what it's all about tonight. So I'll be your host, as I always claim to be anyway, this week. Mike is the home team from now on, because we always film it at Mike. Yeah. So this is Mike D over here at BX Bomber without the E137 on Twitter. And we have my cousin, Chuck, who's lived in China, Chuck, who's lived in Korea, and Chuck, who's going back to teach more English in Korea in 2 days. The mighty King Chuck.
The mighty.
Say hello, guys.
Hello. Ni hao.
Yeah.
Ni hao. Annyeong.
Annyeong.
Anyway, so here we are, and for the first segment, we're going to go with a little something called the Don't Get Fresh Questions, which is 5 questions I'm going to ask about current events. These two are going to write their answers down every time, and eventually we're going to go through them all, and hopefully someone says something funny. If not, well, at least they'll get something right and look at least educated.
We can only hope.
All right, so question numero uno. BJ Penn makes his long-awaited return to the octagon this Saturday, even though I wrote ring, on Fox for the UFC. Who is his opponent? Write this down. Ooh. Do not say. Unless you just want to guess, like, Jens Pulver or something.
Actually, I met him. He's a pretty cool dude.
Evil.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, he told me, like, after he lost the fight to BJ, like, I met him at Ghost Bar, and he was like, oh, I'm going to go over and I'm going to train with him and everything.
He's like, they got friendly.
He's like, don't worry, you'll see me again.
Yeah, I like Jens Pulver. I remember you actually telling me that story.
I dominated Jens Pulver in the video game when I went and fought in Pride.
Gave him the beat down from the street.
Who were you?
Myself.
Oh, like, yeah, Mike literally dominated him. You know? He's letting you know the truth here. All right, so you guys got Yawn?
Oh, I'm golden.
All right, number 2. This is a video game question. Today marks the release of the WWE 13 DLC pack numero dos. So this is just a regular shout out for our boys at THQ, Aubrey Citizen, Craig Law, you know, everybody. Holla! But anyway, what full first person trilogy completing game was also released today?
Ooh. Is it from America?
Yeah.
It's from America.
I think it's from America.
Okay.
I don't know. Who do I know?
Who could have Japanese makers?
It could. Everything could. But I don't think this one does. If anything, I would think it's like Australian makers. If I had to guess. I don't know. Who do I know?
Alright.
That's not part of the damn question.
Okay. I'm going to put my good luck pinky ring on.
Uh-oh. Putting them championship rings on. The Stormtrooper pinky ring from the cupcakes on Halloween. Alright, so that's good. You guys got your second answers written?
Yeah.
Alright, number 3. Yesterday, the sequel of the newest Spider-Man series signed Dane DeHaan from Chronicle. You know that is that superhero movie with the kids?
Yeah,
and that guy was the main, like, annoying one?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's in it. And he's going to play Harry Osborn. But which Jarhead star was also officially signed today to be in it?
Actually, Jarhead, I watched, like, the first 20 minutes.
Well, he's in Jarhead, and he's a main character.
The first 20 minutes?
He's in it pretty early, yeah.
Okay.
He's not the main character. He's not one of the main characters. He's not Sarsgaard or Gyllenhaal, I'll give you that hint. Even though that movie's amazing, Sam Mendes rules. Like I said, go see Skyfall, even though this is volume 1. I might have said that on this podcast before.
Skyfall was pretty epic.
And this is the man I went to go see it with, Chucky B, right here.
Hell yeah.
So you guys got your third answer written?
Yes.
Here's the layup of the day, and it's fitting because it's a basketball question. New Orleans Hornets are changing their mascot. And while it should have been something to do with Treme, the show, or this, the whole area...
Is that how it's pronounced?
Huh?
Treme?
Yeah, what'd you say with?
Treme.
Treme? Well, it's not Treme. Damn, Chuck, you need to watch Treme.
No, anyway, I want to watch it just because of the name.
What will the New Orleans Hornets' new basketball mascot be? And it's not good.
It's really
Yeah, it's pretty lame. Like, I mean, in this day and age, you think they'd come up with something cool. The Nets should change theirs, too, but I guess whatever.
Yeah.
All right, number 5. This is the last question of the Don't Get Fresh questions. A lot of freshness in there.
Very fresh.
I feel pretty fresh too. So
yeah, you're looking fresh. Before you go out of town, you got my Amari shirt on right now. Chuck's coming over to my house. He doesn't even realize I'm in my room. He just like runs in my room. He's like, I need to get a shirt. And he's like, oh, you're here? Like, yeah, I'm here, man.
You're in your room.
Yeah, like... How dare you? All right, number 5. Warner Brothers have released a teaser poster for the new Superman film, Man of Steel. It's directed by Zack Snyder, the guy who directed 300 and Watchmen. But who is playing the Man of Steel?
Ooh.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, you don't know who plays Superman. That's the thing. Like, you think they get someone to play Superman that people do know.
Yeah, my answer is awesome.
That's awesome, hell yeah. All right, you guys ready? I need to get some music for this. I was like, you know? We need the Jeopardy
we
theme.
Can't use the Jeopardy
no, theme. I can't even do like three bars of it. That's what I need to do. I don't need to get sued. all right, so there we go. All right, so number one, what did you have, Chucky B?
Rory McDonald.
Rory McDonald is correct. BJ Penn will be fighting Rory McDonald this week on Fox. What'd you have, Mike?
I did not have him because I won't remember.
What'd you have, though?
I just put a question mark because I didn't...
He is not fighting the Riddler. That is incorrect. Unless that's Rory McDonald's new name. We're going to start calling him on this podcast the Riddler. So if the Riddler wins this weekend, look for us to make some mockeries of
it. He could easily be the Riddler.
Yeah, I like that. Rory the Riddler McDonald.
BJ Penn really hasn't been relevant to me since he's just been getting beat down his last few fights.
Yeah, that's
what Rory's going to dominate him, man.
I hope he does. I mean, BJ Penn, like, his thing, too, is like a sore loser. Every time he lost, he's like, I'm retired. I don't need this anymore.
Yeah, like after Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz dominated him, man.
If people are just going to kick my ass, then I'm just going to not do this anymore. It's like, oh, well.
And every single time, like, BJ's in shape, finally. It's like, oh, no, he's finally in shape.
He never had the dedication to work out in the ring.
He's finally in shape.
Get out of here.
It's going to make all the difference.
His head's still gigantic.
What I should have wrote down is his opponent is a pool because he can jump out of those.
Yeah, really. That is. I bet he can't do that anymore. When he did do that, that was pretty fucking amazing. So yeah, BJ, you're the man. I shouldn't be dropping F-bombs, but I guess we're still keeping it a little explicit. We're going to try to keep down the other things. Anyway, so number two then. All right, Chuck has 1 point. That's a point for Chuck. That's number wing.
Number wing.
Number wing for Chuck.
Yeah. All right,
so... That's one for Chucky B. We'll give him 300 points on that.
Ooh,
he just gets an X on the scoreboard.
I still like I got 300.
There's not an actual scoreboard anywhere either. It's called a notepad on the computer. So number two, what'd you have, Mike?
Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 3. What'd you have, Chucky B?
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid is not really a first person, but you can do some first person action in it. But that's a weird answer. That's one of those series that's too big.
He's for the PC, right? You came on?
No, but I mean, Far Cry, I think, is on PC. Yeah. But no, I didn't say it. I worded that one funny. So it's one up, number one apiece. So that's cool. Yeah, Far Cry 3. I don't think I'm going to play it ever. Not really looking forward to it.
Apparently, I saw the commercial today. I think you could punch like sharks, and
really?
It showed like a guy getting attacked by a tiger. So
okay, so now we're talking some business here.
I might go see a movie with the man with the tiger tonight.
That movie looks actually pretty good.
Which one? That's Life of Pi.
Yeah, Life of Pi.
Man, I want to go see Lincoln. Man,
I want to see Lincoln.
Little
too.
Kids need to see Lincoln too. We should just go and see that. But anyway, we should actually go.
Joe Levitt, baby.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So number three, who is the other actor signed on to Spider-Man from Jarhead? Who'd you guess, Chucky B?
I have the name crossed out, and the name was Jake.
Jake? Oh, it's not saying
Gyllenhaal,
yeah,
wasn't
it? Okay, it's not
Gyllenhaal. The only other guy besides Jake Gyllenhaal I remember from that movie is Jamie Foxx.
Well, it is Jamie Foxx.
Ooh, nice.
I got another point. It's Django himself. And I'm looking so forward to Django. I tweeted about it yesterday. Like, the only thing I want for Christmas is tickets to that. And then, like, Chris hit me up later.
That's going to be badass.
With the real Wixen, who's usually on this podcast, even though this is volume one. He, the real Wixen was like, hey, you want to go see Django on Christmas? I'm off. I'm like, yes, I do. So,
I hope it gets released in Korea, man.
If it doesn't, then that's on America.
Then I gotta move back.
It's very, very Korean. All right, so the New Orleans new mascot. It's not Treme or Trem.
Or anything.
Yeah, or anything, anything music, relevant
that
yeah,
you,
anything
you
cool.
want to like have a shirt with.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything cool.
So what is it, Mike?
It's the Pelicans.
We both got that. What do you got?
The Pelicans.
The Pelicans. The fucking big mouth bird.
The Pelicans, man.
So it's 3-2 right now. And we're going into the fifth question of the round. Which is, Warner Brothers have released a teaser poster for the new Superman film, Man of Steel. Who the fuck is playing Superman?
I know exactly who it is.
I know two things
he was in.
Right, about to read.
Okay, he was in the Tudors.
Tudors.
And he was in the Clash of the Titans, the newest one. He was the main guy, the crappy one.
I think Zack Snyder might have something to do with that. It looked like a 300 movie.
Yeah, it was.
He was in that? Wait, yeah, I'm thinking of that other movie. It's called like Legion or something.
No.
Legendary or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
The Immortal.
Immortal, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's what it looks like 300.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He's a main guy, and like, then his mom gets killed at the beginning.
What do you got?
I don't care because I'm not going to watch Superman.
So I'll give Chuck half a point.
Cause
so he's got a half a number wing there. Mike's up 3-2.
Jeff knows how I feel about aliens in comic books.
Well, first of all, I was talking to my girlfriend about this all the time. It's not Superman, it's regular ass alien. And she's like, no, you mean super alien? I'm like, no. And on his planet, just normal guy. He's just a normal ass alien. And she's like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, I know, that guy sucks. So yeah, Superman's terrible. It's Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill,
or however you say it, from the Tudors.
He's pretty cool in Tudors, though.
In Tudors, yeah, he was a cool character, but that show just like. Yeah, it just got boring. It got very repetitive. It's like Game of Thrones without anything cool happening because it's real life.
True that.
So there's a lot of hot chicks and stuff. So like at the end of one round,
we'll
do a couple
tricks.
More rounds, But at the end of one round, they don't get fresh question round.
Damn.
Mike is up 3-2.5.
Do the points carry over round to round?
Yeah, we're gonna carry the points over the whole game, and at the end of the game, whoever wins, they'll get a little victory roll.
Nice,
you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Say whatever you want to say. Alright, welcome to the Time Machine, which is where I will ask 3 questions that are about the history of this day, December 4th.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So nice. It has a little bit of everything in here. Do you want to start, Chucky B, in the future or in the past?
Future.
Alright, so...
I've lived in the future the last few years.
Well, really, we're not going to go to the future, but that's really, we're just going to go to the most recent.
Which, okay.
Because sadly, I really don't live
which
in
is the future of the
like
past.
Dr. Manhattan. Yeah, it is the future of the past.
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't live concurrently at all times. So sorry, I can't do that. But alright, so we're going to start in the most current question I have, which takes place in 1997.
Ooh,
which NBA guard was suspended on this day in 1997 for attacking a man named P.J. Carlissimo?
Ooh.
Write this down. P.J. Carlissimo.
Actually, I wanted his hairstyle at one point, but my mom wouldn't take me to the ghetto.
I'm sure you also wanted his spinner rims at one point as well.
I had the sneakers.
Oh, man.
Not the spinner sneakers, his original.
His sneakers had spinners at one point?
Mom. Yes.
Alright, so that's number one. Number two, which crazy, insane blonde man, also maybe an actor, was critically injured in a motorcycle crash on this day in 1988?
Ooh. What time of the day?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to pinpoint exactly, because my time machine was a little busted.
Okay.
But, yes. Insane actor.
Maybe.
Motorcycle crash. 1988. He's insane now. He's still alive, and he's still insane to this day. And how many actors are insane? Just how many actors are famous just for being insane, not even what he's been in? Like, he's more famous for his own insanity.
Was he in a movie with water?
Aren't we all? But here's the third and final question. In 1983, this league that will not be named teams had their first shutout against the Minnesota, or beating the Minnesota Detroit Red Wings, which I've never heard worded that
Minnesota
way.
Minnesota Detroit
Yeah, I don't know
Red Wings?
Wherever I found this, but anyway, the Detroit Red Wings. I don't know why it says the Minnesota Detroit Red Wings.
The Minnesota had their own team in 1983.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were called the North Stars.
Minnesota. But anyway, beating the Red Wings 6-0. Whoa,
6-0, damn.
All right, we're going to fire the stats guy. We don't have a stats guy, so we're firing whoever I copy and paste this from. But anyway, 1983, which team that plays hockey in a league that I will not mention had their first shutout in franchise history against the Detroit Red Wings? 6-0.
6-0.
Suck it, Detroit.
Do you know how to make 6 in with one hand?
How?
Mike? Close?
Nice.
Yeah. But ask me this way, not this way. This
number
way. Yeah, this is how you make it in Chinese.
No, you can't.
Okay, so that's all 3 questions. So, Mike, what did you get for number one? 1997, basketball player suspended for a choking PJ.
One of my favorite Knicks of all time, Latrell Sprewell.
What'd you get, Chucky B?
And Latrell Sprewell.
All right, so you each get a point for that. It would be sad as hell if you guys got out. I would be disgraced by you both.
Loving Latrell, just sad that he got Trevor Starks.
I mean, Starks,
he was going down,
yeah, but he was dead.
I'm never going to be happy. I'll never be happy with his, 2-for-27 or whatever it was.
Against
like
Houston?
Game 7.
Game 7?
Yeah. Not to mention that we hate him on NBA Jam.
NBA Jam, because I'm just, like, so bitter about it. He's a bum in NBA Jam.
Well, he can't make anything?
He misses everything. Layups, jump shots.
Yeah, I mean,
does he do the cuckoo layup?
No one does that. The finger roll really sucks in the NBA Jam. That's the one thing that's weak, is the finger roll game. But those fire dunks are worth it. All right, so you guys each get a point for that one. Number 2, 1988, crazy insane actor guy, critically wounded motorcycle Chuck.
Busey.
Busey.
Yeah, Gary Busey.
You guys both got Gary?
That's what I was thinking, Under Siege, when I thought of that. Remember, like, the jump out
of
the cave?
And then his son was in PCU with John Favreau and
Piven. Jeremy Piven, PCU-ski. All right, number 3, 1983 team that got their first shutout. In hockey.
I said Islanders.
The Islanders were around way before 1983.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Ottawa Senators.
No, you're both wrong. The
Ooh.
New Jersey Devils.
Damn!
The New Jersey
After they had moved
Devils.
From Atlanta.
Ugh. Yeah, what were they, the Flames?
They were the Atlanta
They were the
Flames,
really?
Yeah,
they
were
LA
the
Flames?
The Atlanta Flames.
Atlanta Flames.
They should have been the LA Flames.
Yeah, they are. They are the LA Flames. The San Francisco Flames. All right, so after 2 rounds, and we're going to go 3 rounds tonight. After 2 rounds, Mike is up 5-4.5. Not too shabby. Close game. It's going down to the wire, what we call the Rockwell.
the Rockwell.
You'll see why after this little jam session from the mini bosses. And now it is time for a little thing we call 6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell. And I know you're thinking, that sounds a lot like a different game I used to play called something Bacon Kevin. Whatever, but it's not, or it is. It depends how you look at it.
Everybody enjoys bacon, like the food kind. Mm. Kevin Bacon.
I love bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Food bacon.
Maybe not.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, I mean, he was a...
He's the Invisible Man in that movie.
I'm trying to think of something he's good in. I mean, the newest X-Men movie, yeah, Footloose. Him and Chris Penn. Him and Chris Penn killed it. All right, and you shouldn't say killed it after you say Chris Penn. But anyway, poor guy, rest in peace. Anyway, all right, so we're going to start off 6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell. There's going to be 3 actors. I'm going to give, you know, each guy a chance. Whoever does better with each actor gets the point. If nobody has an answer, well, they're scrubbed. All right, 6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell. We're going to start with Mike this time. All right, Danny Glover. Take your time. You don't have to rush right here. Take about. But just try and get to Sam Rockwell from Danny Glover.
Trying to find a quick connection.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I'm trying
to. You want to get to it with as least questions as possible.
Yeah, because say he takes 5, and if you take more than 6, you're disqualified anyway. But it'd be cool if you still made it, I guess. Yeah. If you go like 15 deep, I guess we can give you a bonus point. But anyway, yeah. So say he gets in 5, and you get in 3, you get his point.
You get the point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go.
This is your chance to come back.
Straight to.
Can I interrupt him?
No.
Okay.
No, you have to give him his fair
Danny
time.
Glover?
Danny Glover.
To Sam Rockwell.
To Sam Rockwell.
I can't even think of it. I'm trying to connect.
I mean, I'll give you another minute, and then you can forfeit if you want.
I'm trying to connect Danny Glover to Bill Murray some way so I can make that 2-movie connection.
If you can't connect Danny Glover to Bill Murray, then you're a scrub, and you shouldn't even be in this game. I feel like that is a layup from.
I want to see where they're together, though.
They were together.
I feel like that's where they must be together.
They have been together. That's Danny all I can Glover. Tell you. And Bill
and
Murray.
I can't remember that dude's the black guy that played the Ghostbuster either.
I can't remember. I can't tell you his name, but I know his name.
Yeah, obviously. I can't remember his name.
I knew his name.
Can I tell you right after you forfeit your turn?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and forfeit my turn.
He's thinking of, well, I'll let Chuck try and steal first.
Well, first, I got to go with, let's go Lethal Weapon.
Okay, with who?
Well, Mel Gibson, Danny Glover.
Okay, so now Mel Gibson to what?
And let's go Mel Gibson to Conspiracy Theory.
With who?
Some girl. What's the lead girl's name? I gotta change it. Mel Gibson to... Braveheart.
Okay.
And Braveheart... I don't know, somebody in Braveheart. The big Irish dude.
Okay.
The guy who throws a rock at his head.
I know his name.
Yeah, and that dude is and nothing else I've seen.
So you guys don't have it?
No,
you guys have it. Well, first of all, Danny Glover is in fucking Royal Tenenbaums with Bill Murray. So I don't know what you're talking about, how you couldn't get to Bill Murray from that.
And then it would have been Royal Tenenbaums with Bill Murray, and Sam Rockwell in Charlie's Angels.
You know what I mean? Bam. The first one was Angels, since, you know, Bill Murray wasn't in the second one. But anyway, so nobody got a point on that one because you guys stink. This one's going to be even harder. She thought that one was hard. Wait till this one. All right, Chucky B. All right. Steven Seagal to Sam Rockwell.
Ooh.
What's your move?
Steven Seagal, man. MMA legend Steven Seagal.
Yeah,
ask Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva walk on.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, you can connect him to Anderson Silva if you can somehow get that to
Sam Rockwell. Alright, Steven Seagal.
I'm not even gonna attempt to steal, so
yeah, it's a tough one.
I'm trying to think, like, I haven't seen a Steven Seagal movie forever. Whenever I think of him, I always think of Under Siege, like I kind of said before. And let's say Busey again.
Okay. All right, so he gets Seagal to Busey.
And then say Busey to a reality show.
But then, who was on it with him?
All right, Busey. Maybe.
Busey was on maybe the most famous HBO show ever.
Was he on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, there's something similar to that.
Yeah, because I remember there was a... still remember there was this whole big portrait, like, he made. Like, there was, like, this whole art thing. It looked ridiculous. But, like, you know what I'm talking about? I just...
Which one?
I know, like, what show he was on.
Yeah, you know what show?
HBO. Yeah, yeah. So now Mike might actually have a chance to steal.
Mike, why don't you go? I think I have to forfeit this.
You're going
to
forfeit
it?
So you can continue from Gary Busey if you want. So from
Gary Busey on Entourage.
that's the one, that big, the art thing.
Yep.
Then we can go...
There's basically every actor ever was on Entourage. So if you can't get to Sam Rockwell from Entourage, I still probably would have used Tommy Lee Jones back in Under Siege.
But ooh.
That's just me.
Nice.
Yeah. Entourage to Sam Rockwell. Let's see. I'm going to go Jeremy Piven.
Ooh, nice.
In PCU with John Favreau.
Ooh, piece of candy. If he goes where I want him to go right now, I'd be very happy. All right, so Jeremy Piven to John Favreau in PCU.
What's the movie?
And what's Favreau got to do with Sam Rockwell? Oh, man, this is a layup. And then Mike's going to get this one wrong. And you're not even, I'm not going to let you take it more than one degree from here. You don't got
no, because
this one.
I shouldn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I know. This is a layup, man. Oh, man. This is two times Mike's been at the point of no return with this Sam Rockwell game.
Oh, man.
It's a hard game. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be until I was like, it is hard. It's going to take some thinking. But that's all right. Oh, this is one of those things where people are like, you idiot, they're like screaming at the podcast.
It's
like,
John Favreau and Sam Rockwell.
All right. I'm going to count to 10. If you don't get this, you don't get this. I'm going to do it with my hands.
I'm glad I'm out, so I don't look stupid here.
Oh, Jonathan, Iron Man 2 with Sam Rockwell.
Okay, I'll give you that, but that's not what I was expecting.
That's not the one you're looking for.
I was hoping you would say Maid. Sam Rockwell's the concierge at the hotel. He throws the water.
I wanted to say Swingers, and I was like, he's not in Swingers. Not so I know he's in the other
one. But it's Maid, man. Vince Vaughn throws the water in his face. He's like, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Get the fuck out of here. He's just, like, losing it on me. And he's, like, all gay. And he's, like, telling me, he's like, where's the hot ass tonight? He's like, women? Yeah, women. like, the whole thing. Like, Sam Rockwell was great.
But they were in Iron Man together as well.
Yeah, that's that was right.
John Favreau directed and, of course, was the driver.
Yeah, he was the driver. But he also wrote and directed Maid with Sam Rockwell. So he's directed Rockwell before. But, so that's like Favreau and Rockwell.
What was the first
Rockwell
movie he ever directed?
Favreau. I think Maid was the first movie.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. He wrote Swingers, but he didn't
direct it. And then he did Zathura, I think, after Maid.
Did he?
Which was like the Space Jumanji.
I never watched it. But
sounds pretty cool, though.
It sounds really cool.
Space Jumanji. Jumanji was in the day that I saw four movies.
Yeah, I used to go see a lot of four movie days. I remember one day you came over after you seen, like, Menace, this is, or Don't Be a Menace.
Hey, that was that day.
Yeah.
See, Don't Be a Menace in South Central while drinking your juice in the hood, Jumanji.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Bro. Dunkston checks in.
Dunkston checks in.
You need the filler.
Maze is the first real movie.
And Golden Eye. Nice. That was like...
He directed an episode of Undeclared, which is amazing.
Ooh, nice.
He directed some TV movie crap. He directed Zathura, but before that he did Elf.
Elf. Wow.
With James
really?
Motherfucking Khan. Motherfuckers. To recognize. Alright, and the final one, which is going to start at Mike, and if, you know, I think Chuck's already technically lost fucking mathematically because it's the last question. So this is worth 3 points and the win for whoever gets
it.
Wait,
it's worth 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm making it worth 3 points. Anyway, Chucky B, you start.
Alright.
Because Mike already stole, so I'm going to give you the chance here. Connect Derek Jeter to Sam Rockwell. Derek,
it doesn't have
Jeter.
To be through movies.
Well,
number two.
Unless you've seen them like high-fiving each other and stuff, I guess I can give you that. But Derek Jeter has been in movies.
I don't know anything he's been in. I mean, let's say Entourage.
Was he on Entourage? That sounds like that's a Fly the Conchords song. Are we on Entourage? He's like, no, maybe we're on in the middle or something. I don't think he was on Entourage. I know they wish they could have had him on Entourage.
I feel like Jeter's been on things like that, like you've seen him on, but that you would never remember unless someone like points it out.
He's in a very good movie.
Recently?
Yeah, in 2010.
It's going to be on FX today, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's how old it is, I guess, now.
But 2010? What kind of movie? Action?
It's an action comedy.
Action comedy. Who's another star in it?
Will Ferrell.
Is it the other guys?
Yes, he's in the other guys.
All right,
so now take that with someone else to something else. Oh, I got a straight layup right there.
Mark Wahlberg.
All right, you're gonna go to Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
okay.
And then Mark Wahlberg
was in.
was in with him.
That's not the layup either. I would have went Michael Keaton, but you already went the wrong way.
No,
I would have gone Chasing Waterfalls.
I've never seen that movie, The Other Guys.
Okay,
I've only heard of it.
Right, so like, this you still like, got Wahlberg.
Yeah. So then,
so try and get
I'm
to
say, Mark.
You can go to Entourage again.
Let's go with Boogie Nights.
Ooh, piece of candy. All right, he's in Boogie Nights with who? I mean, this is another one. Right? All right. You can get straight to some people. You can get to Iron Man 2 from Boogie Nights. I can tell you that.
All right, so then Boogie Nights. I don't know the dude's name.
Boogie Nights and Iron Man 2? And maybe Ocean's 11 and things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
12 and 13.
The dude that was like... And I don't know his name. Like, oh. I'm terrible with names.
This is the wrong game to be yeah. in. Win, right? All right, come on. You're almost there, Chuck. This is for the win. You can pick anybody else. Anyone you can remember the name of in the movie.
What's the girl? The slut?
I don't think you want to take Roller Girl.
Alright, I don't want to take Roller Girl. Yeah, Roller Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't want to take her. I was just wondering.
Yeah, Heather Graham.
Yeah, Heather Graham, yeah. Mm. I was thinking about Elizabeth
There's a million
Berkeley.
People in that movie. Like, that's got one of the greatest casts ever.
Yeah, I'm thinking the main dude, his best friend, like, in that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't remember his...
You don't remember his name either?
No.
He's like the biggest actor of anyone in that movie.
Yeah, he is. He's awesome,
Other than the guy who's in Iron Man 2 that's also in that movie.
What was his name in that movie?
Who
is the character's name? Mike, do you remember?
What his...
I don't remember his
actual name. You mean Brock Landers or Reed Rothschild? Because he was both.
I don't know.
All right, Mike. So pass it to Mike.
Yeah.
Chuck loses.
Yeah, but I don't want to take it to Iron Man 2 because I
know. Yeah. Well, who would have been?
It would have been Don Cheadle who played the War Machine.
Yeah, exactly.
In Iron Man 2.
And he was also in the Boogie Nights. But all right, so go with the other guys. Derek Jeter, guys. So, start it up.
So Derek Jeter and the other guys with Marky Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go the Boogie Nights route.
Okay.
And then... let's see, can you... Philip Seymour Hoffman, maybe?
Alright. You gonna take Scotty J for a ride?
Scotty J. Yeah,
it's either Scotty Philip J, Seymour man. Hoffman or John C. Reilly.
Remember how mad J was at that time?
Oh, yeah, J used to be Scotty J. My brother, we used to call him Scotty J, amongst other things that you don't want to be called. And a guy named Ricky J was in the movie. He was awesome. He's in Deadwood. And Philip Seymour Hoffman's birthday is the day after mine, which is pretty cool. Not that it matters, but yeah. Come on, Philip Seymour Hoffman or who? John C. Reilly? Where are you going to go with it?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to... I feel like I'm backing myself into a corner.
You pretty much are, but...
I don't know, Philip Seymour Hoffman gives you some openings.
Yeah, and then I'll go with Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly.
Okay.
That's his.
Interesting.
To...
Along Came Polly, which is like one of the few movies of his that I haven't watched. And I like Ben Stiller too.
I
bet he's hilarious in it because he plays like a bro. All right, so go ahead. You're on Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly.
Of all the movies that Phil
Seymour in. I'm trying to think. Well, I've never seen like Capote or like those
I never watched Capote.
Arnie movies that he's been in. He's
some
like
of them I watched. Some of them suck, but this thing has names.
I never thought that's how that was pronounced either.
What, Capote?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then I guess
you
we'll
need
go
to stay in America. So
Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly, and then I don't know where to go with Ben Stiller. Where's Sam Rockwell and Ben Stiller connected? That's.
I feel like Ben Stiller's been in everything.
I feel like Philip Seymour Hoffman and Sam Rockwell have been in movies together. Maybe not.
I can connect it back to Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell?
Easily, but...
From the other guys? So why didn't you just do that, stupid?
No, I'm saying, like, back...
I'll go back to where
to
you
Will
started.
Ferrell.
Yeah.
But...
That's not going to do you no bueno.
Oh, my God. Ben Stiller...
Uh-huh.
To There's Something About Mary with Cameron Diaz, back to
Charlie's Angels again,
with
damn.
Sam Rockwell.
You guys suck at the Sam Rockwell game. You guys go watch the movie next week and shit. But yeah, I mean, that's technically correct. Mike wins this week.
What route were you going to go?
Me?
Yeah.
From Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
To who? To Sam Rockwell?
Yeah, I want to hear your.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm the host. I don't gotta do the game. What do you think this is? You think I'm taking the requests here? Let's get out of here with that.
We'll take requests.
All right, so yeah, exactly. You know the rules. All right, so that's three games. Chuck has 4.5 points. Mike has
number
seven.
Wang.
Mike has actually 9 points because he had 3 on that last one. So anyway, that's the domination. That's the number one.
That is pretty domination.
Chuck's going to Korea, and before he goes, we're going to have him tell his story about Christopher Walken trying to sneak into the Palms Ghost Bar.
I used to work at the Ghost Bar, and I would stand upstairs, so when you got out of the elevator, you had to show your tickets. But that same elevator, you could go up to the top to go to some restaurants. So people would always want to go to the restaurants, and on the way, they would want to just stop in the Ghost Bar and go inside, but they would never buy a ticket. Mm. So one time, Walken's, just with some lady friend, of course.
Naturally.
And he just wanted to walk in and goes, "Don't you know who I am?" Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, I do. And he goes, "Can I come in?" I was like, "After you eat, go downstairs." And he was like, "Don't you know who I am?" I was like, yeah.
You weren't going to get big time by walking?
Yeah, it just can have it happen. I mean, as cool as he is, I'm not going to let him pull it over.
You're just cooler.
Yeah. But then, anyway, he went up to the top and had some food. An hour later, came back, and he said the same thing. "Do you know who I am?" And then, he pushed the button, the door was going to close, and then he gave me a ticket. I was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, he's fine. Christopher Walken is crazy. All right, and what about you, Mike? You won. Let's hear what you got to say for yourself. This is an Around the Horn episode.
What I have to say to myself.
Or to yourself.
To myself, not to myself. I don't want to talk to myself.
I'm amazing. But everybody loves me.
Check out today, December the 4th, UNLV plays at 8 o'clock on ESPNU.
The U! 8 o'clock our time.
8 o'clock.
11 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, 11 o'clock Eastern.
For all you cats out there. Hopefully we'll have the podcast up before 8 o'clock.
They'll be playing against Portland.
Portlandia.
So look for that, and of course look for them in the future to continue to try and do big things on the basketball court, hopefully.
And come see Mike online on WWE 13 as the Ryback now.
Yeah.
He wants you to feed him more.
I have downloaded the Ryback, and I'm also in the process of downloading ECW characters to make my ECW show since I have all the ECW belts. Go and download the new DLC pack because you get
some hotness
of shit.
It is some hotness.
You get every belt from every Federation.
You get some AWA belts and stuff, right? You get the world title.
You get the AWA world title. You have the ECW classic title, the ECW television title, the ECW tag titles.
You get the WCW hardcore title, which is the most obscure of all the titles on the earth.
WCW hardcore title, WCW United States Championship, WCW tag titles, the NWO Championship,
Which
they had last year, but
still pretty cool.
It's still awesome because you can...
I like the NWO WWE one from last year. I used that when El Generico took over the whole world. Anyway, what else we got? That's about it. It was nice to shout out everybody. We had the game. Mike wins. Home team is 1-0, apparently, on Volume 1, and we'll get this out to you. Last thing you'll hear is the mini-bosses playing a little something called Kraid or Metroid, depending which version you have.
I have the Metroid version.
So,
which is the best version.
Yeah, enjoy some funk.
Definitely shout out again to them for letting us
use
their
stuff. Yeah, at Mini Jefes. Hopefully they listen to this and didn't listen to the first five episodes.
I shouted them out on episode 5 that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, we shout them out all the time.
But they're playing a show on the day that the world is supposed to end according to the Mayan calendar somewhere in Phoenix. So look up their Facebook and Twitter pages and find out what's really going down there. They also got one of their old members coming back to play with them too.
Old school.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll come back with some funnier stuff next week. Hopefully this was funny enough. Enjoy Sam Rockwell, because no one else does around here. And, also, remember, don't get fresh.
Don't get fresh.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.